Coming up.
For a long time growing up, I didn't really like the person I was meant to be. So pride is really important to me now because I just want to share that, you know what, you can have a relationship, you can have a perfectly normal life, all the things I didn't think you could have when I was a kid.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
Hi, welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Welcome.
I'm Dan Hudson, I'm non-gay, he's James Barr.
Are you?
Yes.
He's definitely gay. Non-gay, sorry.
That's the tea.
Today, we are joined by icon, Elle of a Day.
Elle of a Gay.
Elle of a Gay. We should rename you for Pride.
Yeah, and when I go to Australia, it's going to be Elle of a G'day.
Elle of a G'day. Are you going to do that?
It's just the name that keeps giving, isn't it?
I really do think it really is the name that keeps giving. Elle of a G'day is great.
I do think Elle of a Day is one of the better drag names.
Thank
because
you.
Because some of them go over my head a lot. How did you come up with it? Did you just have a really good day? And
when I came up with it was when I was doing far too much with my life, and I think it was just every day I went to work it was like, fucking hell, it's been Elle of a Day. And like, I think that's how it kind of started, really.
That's a fun origin story for Elle of
a
Day.
You.
I didn't expect
there's
that.
A film coming out about that in the near future.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Elle of a Day.
Oh, I get it. Elle of a Day.
How's your life been since RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's been busy. Been really, 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 really busy the beginning of the year. Loads of tours, just going around the whole country. I feel like I've done every venue in the whole country and island. It's been great. And it's been so nice to meet a lot of the people that have supported my journey on the Drag Race. Did I call it the Drag Race?
Yeah, you did.
Such a grandma. But no, I've done lots of exciting stuff. We touched on the film that I did, Some Otherhood, which I'm not sure when it's coming out yet, but it was just so exciting to be able to do that. I think I'm like the first UK Drag Race person at least to do a feature film. So it was just a great experience to work with Adam Deacon and like lots of the other cast. Like, there's some amazing names doing it. And I just feel like so privileged to be just a very small part of it.
Did you get to hang out with the other stars in the film, and can you tell us what you're doing in it?
So I'm kind of working at this club where they all come, and there's a scene with, I'm not going to give it away really, but there's some really funny stupid scenes that I'm involved with. How can I describe my character? Like, very overly flirtatious, a bit of a dirty girl, you know,
right,
ticking people in. And she gets in the lead character to the club, and yeah, it's kind of, it's not me as a person. I was definitely having to act. I was using my
are
acting.
You sure? Because it sounds very similar to
shut
you.
Up, you never see we've never met. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a completely different experience to anything I've done before. Like, I've done little TV bits and stuff, but I've never done an actual film, and you forget how many takes it takes. It takes. There's so many different takes and angles and reshoots and do your lines. You know, it takes forever, but it was just such a cool experience and such a nice team to work for as a first sort of film experience, I thought.
That is so
amazing.
Cool. Like, you're basically the Shangela of the UK Drag Race.
Yeah,
scene
I just need a box to pop out on of the next season, which I think is probably already filmed. But no, yeah, it's great. And it's kind of using everything I've done before and kind of using the drag that I've just done in the last few years and bring them together.
So you mentioned the West End earlier. You've been in a lot of shows. Dan's actually seen some of them, which hates musicals.
I don't know whether you were in them at the time, but I have seen two of the shows that you've done, and I've only seen maybe three ever, so that's
okay.
Quite a good.
Which ones then?
I've seen Wicked. Okay. And I've seen Book of Mormon.
Oh wow. Well, I was in Book of Mormon for 2 years, so there's a good chance.
Yeah.
And Wicked I did for like 4 contracts, so ooh, another good chance you saw me in that.
You also used to be a dancer for Ollie Murs, right?
Yeah, like when I first left college in 2008, I was more of a dancer. Like, I didn't really know I could sing. So my first ever job was dancing for Owen Quigg on X Factor.
No.
Could it be magic now? And I'm in the background. Look it up. Tragic. But I was 19. But yeah, I started my life kind of, not my life, my sort of career thinking, oh, I could do commercial dance. Maybe I'll do contemporary. I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. And as I progressed, I realised, oh, I can sing, and I realised, oh, I'm quite good at musical theatre, so we'll just stick, you know, I was kind of easy, kind of like how I am now. I don't really know what the future holds, but that kind of excites me a bit.
Were you there when Ollie Murs fell over?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The clip where he fell over.
Not a clue.
No. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do sort of loosely remember him falling over. But I mean, everyone falls over nowadays. Madonna, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, true.
Ollie all Merz. Best. All the best. All the greats.
Cream of the crop.
But I think Ollie Merz was like the first one to fall over.
I think ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Genuinely. In the era.
Gemma Collins fell through a stage.
Beyonce fell down the stairs, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, got her hair trapped in a fan.
I'm wearing a flag that includes everyone, because if you're coming to an Hell of a Day party, everyone is invited. Everybody say love!
So as it's Pride Month, I'd love to talk to you about your relationship with Pride and why it's so important.
Well, I did, I don't know if you remember the first episode I did at My Favourite Things look was the Progress Pride flag. And a lot of people didn't understand why I did that. But for me, I was like, I don't want to do trivial things like I love eating biscuits and I love musical theatre. Like I wanted to be like, I love the fact that I can love who the hell I want. Because for a long time growing up, I didn't really like the person I was meant to be. So I tried my hardest to stay straight and try not to, you know, upset anyone and not make anyone feel ashamed and all that. So for me, Pride now, I'm 33 now and I only came out when I was like 21. So I've only been gay for like 12-ish years. So Pride is really important to me now because I just want to share that, you know what, you can have a relationship, you can have a perfectly normal life, all the things I didn't think you could have when I was a kid. And I hope that anyone young that goes to a Pride or wants to celebrate it, like, can be inspired by everyone around them to accept themselves a bit earlier than I did.
Can you talk us through what happened when you were 21?
I'd gone through college, so I left home at 16 to go to musical theatre college, and you'd think that would be the easiest place to be gay because everyone's gay. But it made me feel like,
I mean,
actually,
I would have thought so, but yeah, I didn't want to say that.
Not everyone, I mean, you know, 80-90% are, and as it goes on, more and more get gay or catch the gay. But it kind of put me more into my closet going to college for some reason. It made me more determined to be straight for some strange reason. And it wasn't until I had left college, because I couldn't deal with the drama of coming out whilst I was at college, because then you have to come out to about 300 people. So I thought, I'll leave, I'll go out, find out if I am actually gay or bi or blah, blah, blah. And when I knew, I knew. And then I had to start telling everyone, didn't I? Because we still have to come out as LGBTQ people, we have to tell everyone what we are. Yeah, so it was a journey and it took me ages and I wish I was able to do it earlier, but you know,
how did
life.
How did the coming out go?
Oh, I had to do it in all different methods. My mum had to drink a whole bottle of wine, and then I'd already told my brother.
Well, you forced fed your mum wine?
No, I drank the wine.
Oh, right.
Here, mum, I'm going to tell you something. I told my brother before and he took the words out of my mouth. He's like, oh, is this where you tell me you're gay? And I was like, yeah. And then I had to tell my mum. So I drank the bottle of wine and then I was like, mum, I need to tell you something. And I went, Scott, can you tell her? As he was going, okay, Nick is. And I went, I'm gay. And then the next day I left and she apparently cried. And then with my dad, I said, oh, dad, I hadn't spoken to him for a long time. And I said, oh, I passed my driving test. And he said, oh, yeah, I know. I saw on Twitter. So I said, oh, I guess you know I'm gay then. And he was like, yeah. So the cheek of it.
And that's it.
And that's it, yeah. And I wrote my granddad a letter. I told my nan in person. She was like, oh, I love gay people. You know, I've got loads of gay friends. So it was actually so easy. And I had always in my mind thought it was the hardest thing ever, and it wasn't at all. It was so easy, and it was so, everyone was so accepting. And I just feel like nowadays it's a lot I don't want to say it's easier for people to come out, but I feel like there's so much more representation of gay people out there. When I was younger, there wasn't really anyone that I wanted to aspire to be. So yeah, I feel a lot happier in the place we are right now in society. I know there's a lot of issues going on, but I feel like as a gay man myself, if I was a teenager now, I feel like it would be a lot easier to come out.
You said your mum cried. Was that happy tears or just like readjustment?
She was in shock. She wasn't expecting it, I think. I think she'd kind of thought about it and then not thought about it, and then I said it, and I think it's that just like, okay, wow, okay. And because I'm the eldest as well, I think there's that thing where you're like, oh, you know, I wanted you to be a dad and you'd be a great dad and marriage and all that, and these are all things we can still do, but you know, obviously it's not the normal. But you know, she's got a gay, she's got a straight man, and she's got a straight woman, you know, my brother and sister, she's got everything. The whole and set. I do women and man now, so.
Happy Pride from a gay and a non-gay.
Now, we like to play a game with the drag queens that come through the Again and On Gay studio. Has anybody ever said to you you've got a similarity to a former British Prime Minister?
No,
really.
Don't say John Major or anything. What? Like that, please.
Why did you go there?
Yeah. Margaret Thatcher? No.
No. Theresa May.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
So my dance ability.
What is it about Ella Vazay and Theresa May that's so similar?
I can't quite put my finger on it.
Welcome to Ella Vazay or Theresa May.
Or Theresa May.
So I'm going to give you some quotes and you're going to tell me whether it's something that you have said
okay.
or whether Theresa May has said it.
Okay, fabulous.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
It's quite widely known that I like shoes.
Oh, that's hard.
That would be Theresa May.
That was Theresa May.
You don't like shoes?
I like shoes. I don't love shoes.
Right.
I like buying nice shoes.
My whole philosophy is doing, not talking.
That sounds like me.
It's not, it's Theresa May.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, you might have said it at
I
some point.
I said something
but...
similar.
Yeah, but I don't
not
know.
The wording.
The philosophy word.
My whole philosophy.
I will not allow a Delia Smith cookbook in my house. It's also precise with Delia and it makes cooking seem so inaccessible.
Oh no, that's Theresa May.
That is Theresa May, well done.
Wow, you're doing so well here.
Thank you. I do love Delia, you know. Let's be having you.
You're more of a Nigella fan,
I am, yes, I am.
Than Delia.
I do love Nigella.
TV chef Nigella Lawson. Is here.
Hello, RuPaul. It is so wonderful to be on the show.
Side note, Nigella Lawson is about 70, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think she's 70.
Well, okay, how old do you think she is?
59.
62.
She looks great, whatever she is.
I think 62.
She's 62, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
62? No way, did I really guess that correct?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
That is amazing.
She looks great.
Okay, last one. Ella Vazay or Theresa May? I actually think I think better in high heels.
Theresa May.
No, it's Theresa May.
Are they all Theresa May?
They are all Theresa May this week.
Dan.
Unbelievable, Dan.
Do you know what?
So upsetting.
It's not upsetting. I like to mix it up every week. Upon Googling Theresa May quotes, I was like, these are all amazing. And these are all so unambiguous. They could be either. So I had to go with all Theresa May this week.
I'm so gutted.
Oh, there we go.
Ella Vazay
or Theresa May.
I've got another amazing Theresa May quote. I was a teenage godmother.
What?
The fuck?
A teenage godmother. As in,
it's a really weird thing to say, isn't it?
Well,
a little bit, yeah.
So is let's ban conversion therapy and then do nothing about it for 4 years.
Spill that tea.
It was amazing to see you.
You too. Thank you
for
so much for
being on our
me.
Special Pride Month episode.
Yes, happy Pride, everyone.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.